Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Hello and happy day, sweet friends. This is an interesting, magical, and truly wonderful day. We know we're looking at January 11th of 2017. It is a master day, you know, a 22 in the universe. It is such a powerfully poignant energy that has us playing with soul purpose. It literally, the universe is asking of us to really move into and step into what we're here to accomplish and achieve. And honestly, what a better way to start 2017. I mean, there, when you look at it, we move into 2017 as being this year of new beginnings, of really taking a look at who, not only who we are and what we've done so far, but who we are as a collective and what our contribution to, you know, we want to be to the world. What footprint do we want to leave that has made a positive difference for humanity? And so that's really what the foundation of this year is about. And I'll tell you, it's as if somebody out there knows what they're doing, because they give us a master day, you know, 11 days in to the new year, to say, all right, little soul, get on purpose. You know, it's beautiful within the energy. And as we're playing up within all of this masterful universal energy, we're also moving right into full moon. I mean, you look at the amplification that begins to happen underneath the energy of that. What's so amazing is that this full moon really has to do about us weirdos, the weirdos of the world, you know, the mediums, the healers, the empaths, all of these angels that have been brought to Earth to really be that positive contribution, what effect we can have, what significance we can be in the world now, in terms of what this moon is pulling out. I mean, our gifts are going to be tuned and turned on high. So you might also be experiencing all kinds of vivid dreams. Things might be a little extreme. Even there may even be some really high strung, deep emotions that are occurring inside you as well. It's all a part of the whole. And so today's show, you know, it's interesting because I too, of course, going through all of this kind of stuff that everybody else is moving into more purpose and into the contribution I want to be in the world, and these energies and how I'm receiving them, and what awarenesses are being brought to me in the midst of it all. And there's this realization of, you know, with today's show, the fact that, you know, it really is about learning to go with the flow. We get so much into this aspect of life, of the doing of everything. And now in 2017, we're really being asked to allow life to move through us, allowing, you know, the cosmos to really have their way with us. You know, how may I serve? We open up and ask every single day. And now this is the opportunity for these divine forces to really work, you know, through us. Going with the flow of things, and I refer to it as winging it, because that's truly what the whole concept of it is. I'm winging the show today in the sense that there's no preparation. There's nothing that I needed to do. There was no writing to be done. There was no way to articulate anything. That all of the expectation and all of the ways that I have perhaps implied a professional responsibility was really, you know, tossed into the air as the universe's way of saying it really is time for us to let go of all of the ways that we have been doing and working so hard to be that contribution, and now just really opening up and allowing ourselves to not only be in the receivership of the energies to help enhance our own world and our own life, but also in terms of allowing these influences to work with us and through us for the highest and greatest good. So it's really a magical, magical time. As I said, this master number, this 22, really putting us into purpose. And it moves us into a place of taking some proactive steps in moving forward, in accomplishing things, but also in helping us to realize as well as utilize our own inner power. You know, we love to hide. We love to hide our emotions. We love to hide how we really feel about things. We actually even hide from giving and receiving love. I mean, we do that. That's who we are as humans. We've been wounded in the past. So in some way, we become guarded and we create some resistance. And 2017 is about allowing ourselves to forgo any way that we've created resistance in our life. And instead of being resistant and putting ourselves into I need to, I have to, I should capacity, it moves in what about really honoring what is the flow of energy that is inspiring us, really tapping into and tuning into what it is that the universe is asking of us in this day. One of the questions I began working with a few months ago became, what is life asking of me today? What is life asking of me? You see, because I got out of the wanting of things. Now, I'm not saying don't want things for your life. Don't want goal, you know, to achieve goals or accomplish anything. Of course, we all have desires and dreams and aspirations. What I'm saying is that we can, and we do as little humans, have a tendency to consciously focus on everything we want all the time. What we, you know, want to accomplish, what we want to do today, what needs to be done. And it's always in our mind. And so being able to take ourselves out of this place of constantly wanting and allowing ourselves just to flow and be within presence of the now, it is this most freeing and most inspiring action-oriented space to be living in. It was interesting as I was, you know, going into my little human mind in all of the videos, like, oh no, I don't have a show description today. Oh no, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I mean, how am I doing so far? I mean, I think I'm doing okay. Words are not my issue. But when I really got into it, and what happened automatically, I started to, you know, really beat myself up, you know, really start to say, you know, say unkind things to me. I really was like, Bonnie, like, truly, you know better. Like, you're so unprofessional of you to not be prepared. You have, you know, professional responsibilities. There's integrity to uphold. I really started all of this mind chatter with myself. And yet, in the same time, life was asking of me to learn, to experience, and to be in the flow with the energies that were presenting themselves. Danielle Laporte, one of the things that I read some time ago, and I made sure that I did have for today, that was the only thing that I prepared for today, was a quote that I read at one point from her. And then she indicates that going with the flow isn't about being passive or lazy. It's not about just letting things happen to you. It's not aimlessly wandering. It's a cooperative act. The flow is the ocean of cosmic intelligence. It's the substance that carries the whole shebang. The flow is life energy itself. And going with the flow is responding to the cues from the universe. And that's it. Going with the flow. That's what 2017 really is asking of us. 2017 is asking us to realize what is in our highest and best, to follow the energy and the path in which we're being directed. To, you know, the ideas, the inspiration, the intuitive hits with the unknowing of where it's going to take us. I recently had a conversation with a client of mine who said, you know, Bonnie, when 2017 came, when the clock struck midnight, I was expecting some fireworks and some woohoo, welcome to my new life. And she said it didn't happen. It was the same life. I felt the same way. There was no massive shift or change that took place. My whole reality didn't suddenly go up in flames and something, you know, I was the phoenix rising. It was exactly the same. And she said, admittedly, I got really angry with you because all of the ways that we worked in terms of you helping me to really get into this excitement energy of what 2017 was about, that 2016, everything was closing down, you know, everything was coming to completion, and that this new beginning was going to happen instantaneously. That all of this, she said, you left me disappointed. And I love that. I love that she was so comfortable in expressing and sharing that with me. And yet, you know, through that conversation, of course, and I can hear many of you out there saying, you know, really was the disappointment within her own self. The disappointment that things hadn't changed, that what was created was her life, that in some way that life was really asking her to find some acceptance with what is. It truly is where the, you know, the magic is. Happens is in that moment when we can really find that peace, that acceptance, no matter what is playing out, and it can be there and we can be present with it, that we can honor it and that we can just allow ourselves to indulge in it. It's there that, you know, we allow this energy of the universe to begin to take over. Now, as always, I'm not shutting down and I'm not criticizing or analyzing or in any way any modality or anything that's out there. I highly believe in the philosophies, in the way that they are making a difference in people's lives, absolutely. But to know that, regardless if we work a modality, if we say some magic words, if we stand on one foot and, you know, and spin in a circle, whatever it is that we're doing to try to consciously shift or move through anything that we're feeling or experiencing, regardless of any of that, is to recognize that it's already happening for us. That there truly isn't anything that we need to do, that we are set on such a path, on such a course, that there is a natural unfolding of everything within perfection and exactly as it's supposed to be, exactly as it needs to be for the highest evolution. There's no consciousness that we need to shift because consciousness itself is energy and it's constantly moving and constantly shifting within us. Our ability to just learn to go with the flow, that follow the nudges, the intuition, the little push from spirit or kick in the butt that spirit can give sometimes to get going. Being able to trust in that, move with it, and honor it really is where our greatest power can be. It's not within the doing of anything, but rather our ability to be able to receive. So being able to receive, you know, the love that's being given to us at any time, the ability to be able to receive the energy of the universe so that it can work through us instead of getting into resistance, into fast pace and into movement and in the needing to do anything. Honoring what is, being with what is, and allowing when inspiration hits. And let me just tell you, with this full moon energy and a master day, if inspiration hasn't hit you today, I want you just to, you know, roll over because me might have got up on the wrong side of the bed. Because it's happening. Soul purpose is on the table. And whether we realize it or not, the universe really is, you know, bringing this recipe within us to life. So we get into a place of this emotional response of things, in understanding that even emotional responses are an indication whether we are in flow with what life is asking of us or whether we have created resistance. You see, 2017 is about moving from a place of living life from this pushing hard, this, you know, this got to get it done stronghold that life has had on us, into a place of just following the passion, following the energy, following the inspiration. To when creativity shows up, that we honor the aspect that, hey, creativity is here, and I'm going to indulge in being creative right now. And I understand we can't all do that. You know, daytime jobs and family responsibilities, of course, I understand it. I'm not talking so much in terms of a social component in life. I'm talking in terms of the spiritual aspect of who we are, the spiritual aspect of these journeys that we're on. I mean, and it's no secret that man is, you know, mankind, our world is going through a powerful transition right now. It's like the whole fabric and foundation of our society is being shaken up for those exact reasons. In every moment, we are being invited to question our traditions, our beliefs, our behaviors. It's like no stone is being, you know, unturned. Everything from our political systems, our financial systems, the industrial food chain, every aspect of civilization is almost being unraveled. And it can be difficult, and it is difficult, and it's so hard to wrap our heads around sometimes. Our hearts can feel the impact of what's playing out. But to fall into the energy of this support, that the universe has our hand, there is a guiding light that is shining through that is leading us forward without needing the need of us to do anything. There's nothing we need to heal. There's nothing we need to shift. There's nothing we need to release. That we're naturally, that life, and as these, and as life and love work through us, as the cosmos works through us, that it moves us forward into a higher paradigm, you know, one that is a paradigm more of the harmony, of the joy, of that at one moment with life. This energy is what is helping us to really tune into our own inner wisdom, to really expansionalize and utilize our innate gifts and abilities, to tune into our soul and to follow our path, you know, and a path, you know, one that always leads us to choices. And those choices, in understanding this idea of resistance or flow, we make a choice and it can feel tight and we can feel stuck. We're in resistance. And instead, if we can just learn to open our hearts, to open our minds, to relax, and let go of the need for there to be a particular income, knowing that the universe has our back, that we're being supported, that our hands are being held through it all. This flow opens up almost to this frequency or this vibration truly of what can only be referred to as light. And oh, so I want to slow things down because I can get on a tangent. I don't know if you've ever noticed that or not. Anyway, we're moving through space and time. Everything is moving through space and time. And we can look back on some of these significant changes that are taking place for humanity. You know, at one point we lived in a very 3D world, a 3D world which was very much about structure. It was very much about limitation, very much in terms of hard work and, you know, really confinement, truly, in following rules. This was really what would be referred to as that masculine energy, that masculine divine energy, the one that really had us, you know, operating from a mind-first place. That's where a lot of, you know, even law of attraction things began to be birthed because, you know, the power of the mind, your thoughts create things. It was all centered in terms of from this masculine energy of what is that human capacity of mind and thinking. And as we move forward, and you probably, many of you tuning in remember, we went from this really masculine energy of living and doing into more of what is referred to as a fourth dimensional energy. As an energy that was more, that was a little softer, a little gentler, the divine feminine energy, in the fourth dimensional energy, that 4D world. It's about love. It's about compassion. It's about gentleness and nurturing. And so all of a sudden we went from being within this world of having to think from our mind and learning how to really center and come into our hearts and to live more freely from a heart space with more compassion, more understanding. The emergence of, you know, trusting how things feel to you. Does it feel good? Then you know you're on the right path. If it feels bad, then you know you're not quite doing what you need to be doing. If it feels good, you're in alignment. If it feels heavy, well, that energy was more about teaching us about the fact of resistance, or, you know, that we're pushing against, or we're being guided in a different direction. And all of that has been wonderful. And there's many people, and it doesn't matter where, you know, anybody is in the world, what they're doing, what their roles are, their gender, their jobs, their age. The universe naturally took everyone through the transition from the 3D to the 4D. There wasn't really anything we needed to do. And in choosing to do something, yes, granted, it might have been a little easier for a few people than for a few others. So we move into the 4D. We move into that divine feminine energy where everything begins to soften. And it was really difficult. And I mean, nothing against the men out there, truly. A lot of men didn't know what it was like to feel. I know a lot of my clients did, you know, to be able to express emotion of any kind, because they were raised, you know, I mean, our parents believing and knowing and trusting that they were doing the best job they possibly could, but raised with the beliefs that it wasn't okay for a man to cry. Well, that changed within the 4D world. That completely shifted. And the universe brought us into a place where, you know, men really started to get in touch with their feelings. For women, it's easy, you know. Women, we are more touchy-feely kind of beings. that's a little bit more innate or natural for us. Not so much for our men, but a learning, a shift and change in energy and in a way of being. When the universe took over and said, all right, little humans, you've played around in this capacity. Now I'm going to move you forward and move you through to something different and something new. And think about it. Not everybody in the world is doing the work that you and I are doing. Not everyone in the world believes as we believe. And regardless, the universe held their hand. It supported them. It guided them. And it brought them from one way of living into the next. So this is where we find ourselves, or for many people might find them, still find themselves, is living in the 4D work, the 4D energy, or the that dimension in space and time, that divine feminine. And what 2017 really is offering us now is this, it's a huge transition point for us again. We're moving now into a new energy, another new way of living. It's another new beginning for us at a soul level, in terms of humanity, the world as a whole. And we move now, and many of us have, you know, maybe it happened a little earlier than others. And again, there's no right or wrong. There's nobody keeping track of any of this. You don't have to feel bad if you're not there yet. You're right on course. You're exactly as it, you know, where you're supposed to be. Your soul is unfolding everything within its own perfection and timing. This is just about to bring awareness to what is playing out in the heavens right now. And now we're moving into this beautiful 5D world, this fifth dimensional energy. This energy now, which is the integration of the mind and the soul. It is the emerging of the divine masculine and the divine feminine in terms of the capacity of this absolute oneness. It is where the heart and mind in this one energy begin to move with the cosmic influences in from a place and state of pure, unconditional, genuine, authentic love. The 5D is the energy of divinity, where the angel inside each of us begins to show up. And it's a whole different kind of energy at play. You're probably feeling it already. You haven't maybe been able to actually put your fingerprint on what it was. But it's an energy that is available to each and every one of us, and it only gets better from here. I'll be back shortly. Talk more.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
So I was just thinking during the commercial break that the fifth dimensional aspect of things, or where we are sitting within the energies of 2017, can almost sound a little fairy tale like. But I have to tell you, it's like the manifestation of the 70s, where everything's about peace and love. You know. So if you're one of the, if you're one of those 70 babies back in that, in those days, you know, it's like, wow, we've arrived. Everything we wanted, everything we were asking for truly is this, this essence or this energy that is in more, more, I guess, legitimate within, within what is playing out for us, as humans. It's very real. So you might be finding, and one of the side effects, if we can call it a side effect, of this energy is exactly what I've been experiencing since 2017 calendar flipped. And just as my client said, you're right. Nothing shifted dramatically. There was nothing that took place to bring us into a, like this massive aha moment. But it is this gentle unfolding and this realization that something's changed. Something's a little different. One of the ways I explained this the other day is this whole concept of time. Maybe you've noticed this as well, that time really isn't what it used to be. And we've heard that, you know, it's an old adage that's out there. But I want you to really take a moment in to just reflect upon what I'm saying. The time, it feels as if there's so much time that the clock seems to hang on to 10 minutes for such a long period. And yet within 10 minutes, there's so much going on. There's so much happening all around us. It's as if like time has almost slowed down, but sped up at the same time. Or maybe it's just this little weird reality that I'm living in, but I want to tell you, that's 5D energy. It just, there's a different experience to life right now. And whether you have tried to or not, you have moved out of the 3D and into the 4D world, and living in the fourth, where things are about love and compassion, acceptance and gratitude. Yummy, beautiful place to be living. And perhaps you've moved on through that, or you're in the process of moving from one to the other. I often feel like I'm throwing people a rope. And I say, hey, you know, here, grab hold of this rope. Let me just yank you and pull you over here so that you can come play in my little world with me. And this is where we get into this whole concept and idea. I want to go back. I don't want to lose track of, you know, what I'm babbling about here today in terms of being in flow. January traditionally has been all about resolutions, all about setting intentions and creating. What happens when we get into that, or we work from that mindset now, it's kind of an old way of doing things. And what happens is it can feel as if nothing is working, that an old system has been, you know, and I don't want to say an old system's been corrupted because that's not it, but it can be like a system that was in place for us no longer works. And we can get frustrated and irritated and upset. Or to understand that as everything changes, from our bodies, our skin, our looks, to the times, the trends that are out there, the energy of the universe changes as well. But always for us, always for the highest evolution of who we are, always at the perfect time, and always in support of our greatest purpose. And now, learning to go with the flow is learning how to work cooperatively with the universe for these manifestations. That the way that law of attraction used to work was from a place of all of the doing. And now, in this new energy that's birthing, we don't really need to do anything. except honor where we are, follow what feels in alignment and good and easy. And again, it's not being lazy. And it's not taking, you know, the easy way out. It's about really understanding that our soul is guiding us forward and that we can trust that we are always exactly where we need to be, trust that life is unfolding exactly as it needs to unfold, and that there's nothing that we need to do, there's nothing we need to let go of, there's nothing we need to heal, there's nothing we need to release. Even the whole adage and philosophies around release and let go become unnecessary within this new vibration and energy. The way that, you know, I've spoke about this in the past, and I might have even talked about it on my radio show, I know I certainly have at a couple of my speaking gigs, is to understand that God didn't send us to Earth with a whole bunch of recycling. We didn't, you know, as we were incarnating and come into this earth, God didn't just say, hey, well, you're down there, if you can just dispose of all of these beliefs and all of these, all of this energy and all of these feelings and all of these emotions and just, you know, dump that while you're down there. That when we incarnate, that we are being born into all of the contrast for the purpose of having it, for the purpose of living it, for the purpose solely to experience it as a part of a natural evolution of our own self. And so within these new, like I said, within the new energies become new ways of doing things, new ways of being able to show up every single day, a place where, you know, even within spiritual practices, and again, I've, you know, spoke about this on my show before, how spiritual practices begin to change. This is really what happens now in this year. This is where that new energy is, you know, really trying to move through us. And it is, it's big. And I'll tell you, with the energy of what today is a master day, with the energy of the full moon, and with the energy that 2017 is transitioning us through, yet you're going to need to talk about it. You're going to need to exercise with it. You're going to need to walk it off. You're going to need to stretch it out. You're going to need to do something to allow this energy to move through you. If you have an ache or pain in your body, the old habit of mind is there must be something broken or wrong or ill about what you're experiencing. These new energies, this new way of universal intelligence in the way that it's communicating with us is just an indication that there's an energy that's been maybe suppressed or created from resistance that's being stored within our body, creating what we could call a block, and it needs to move through. That's it. So if you have an ache or pain in your body, instead of going into the old human way of complaining about it and needing to go, you know, to the doctor and see the chiropractor and, you know, the stories that unravel of the everything that isn't working with me and must be broken and wrong and you know, life kind of is sucky. I call it the suckery of life. All of that kind of thinking is to recognize that it could be something more. What if it's more? What if it is the cosmos asking to move through you, you beautiful energetic being you, that the energy that you are and the energy that is one with you in the universe is just asking to flow. And by simply exercising it out, stretching our bodies, being able to even communicate, even being able to talk, is a way of expressing the energy. As humans, we're so good at suppressing things. We suppress emotions. We suppress our thoughts. We suppress, you know, all kind our traumas, and our bodies hang on to it, and it becomes suppressed within our bodies, which turns into depression, which turns into disintegration, and then we wonder why we're ill and why there's disease. And now this is about the expression of energy, the expression and movement to keep us in flow. When we get caught up too much in the future, we literally get in the way or create that block to flow in our life. So if you can practice things in terms of receiving, if you can become, instead of the human doing and the human giver, through periods or moments in your day, if you can become the human receiver. As mediums, it's pretty easy for us to understand the whole idea or concept around receiving, because we're receiving messages from spirit all the time. But to understand that life is asking us to receive it. And if we can practice being able to receive the energy of love that we send out, to be able to receive the energy of forgiveness that we send out, to receive. Because in receiving, we create balance. And within receiving, we allow the energy to move through us. And in receiving, we create flow. That's why it's called financial flow. Because energy needs to move. It's no different. This is where we are now in terms of creation. We can call it creating, we can call it asking, we can call it all those things. But to recognize and know that in 2017, this is about following the energy, receiving the energy, paying attention to what it is that fulfills us, that drives us, that inspires and moves us, and going with it. This place of having absolute choice. The choice to go for groceries or not go for groceries. The choice to, you know, do anything. What do I choose to do? In what way, you know, what is the energy showing me today? When we can find that pulse and the rhythm with the universe, life becomes easier. And you're going to find that in 2017. You're going to find it, that there's just a new way of living. It's a foundational year. And I mean, I can't get away without, you know, babbling a little bit about that, because I mean, you know, that's truly what it's about. I mean, it's a year of new beginnings. It's this time when the universe is asking or urging us to create more for our lives, something that's more satisfying to experience, so that we can help to recognize our potential, that we can understand what is asking to emerge through us. And it invites us to, you know, we to remain heart-centered. Not practice being heart-centered, but to remain there. To express life from the core of who we are and stay within this continuous, free-streaming energy. This is the energy that moves and shifts and spirals and evolves us into greater purpose. And greater purpose is what is on the threshold here for all of us. Okay, so I want to make sure to put a shout out in the midst of everything I'm talking about. And if you would like to be a part of my conversation, by all means, give me a call. The number is 248-809-3475. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but if you feel there's something you'd like to add to the conversation, or if you feel, you know, you've got a question or something that you're wondering and looking for some clarity of, by all means, give me a shout, because it can definitely create a whole other kind of conversation, a bigger conversation, one with more purpose, and one that truly helps to give birth to something more for your life. So we move into 2017 as a way to look at, you know, expressing ourselves for who we are, utilizing our talents and our abilities. Our soul is asking of that, for simply learning how to be, not do, but to be, and to flow with what is in alignment for our highest and greatest good, to flow with what is, without judgment, without criticism, but to flow with more love, to live with more love, to receive more love. And that's ultimately, you know, what it's all about. The paradigms or the habits that we've had that really create the emotions of the failure, the guilt, the shames, everything that is not our truths, you know, it's time for that to fall away. So in light of this, I have created a really exciting new program. I'm just working out I got some hiccups on my website and some things playing out right now, but I want you to introduce you to my new program coming up. It's called Bright on Purpose, an opportunity for you to come and spend the day with me and move through some new ways of doing things, some new ways of co-creating or cooperatively working with the universe in new ways of some spiritual practices to really begin to play with and begin to integrate. Because when things fall away, we kind of are left wondering, well, what do we do now? Well, I've got some answers to that. So I would love for you to be a part of that program. It's called Bright on Purpose, this opportunity for us to really move into the energy of 2017 and to allow this, you know, life to really express itself through us. You know, it's our souls want to take over. Truly they do. And we can go easy on ourselves and allow that to happen, or we can, you know, put a little bit of a fight or a stink about it too. I mean, truly that choice is always ours. So again, if you're looking to really, you know, utilize this energy to be able to enhance any of the work that you're doing already in terms of, you know, if you are a healer, if you are a teacher in every capacity, if you'd like to do that in greater contribution to the world, finding easier ways of doing things, by all means, I really want you to consider being there and a part of this with me. We're really setting new foundations for this year. And in this workshop or in this event that I'm put together, we're going to create a new foundation to have more love, to feel more love, and to truly embody more love. So again, information is on my website. Yeah, if you go on there today, like I said, there's some hiccups, there's some things happening, but give it some time. My website, of course, is bonnieworth.ca. I really felt the push and the guidance to be able to bring this into fruition. The greatest thing about this is it doesn't matter where in the world you live, because if distance is the issue, I'm able to bring you into the event through Skype. You have to love technology for what it offers and what it brings. So two ways to be there, in person or via Skype. I'd love for you to come and play within the energy of 2017 with me. You know, let's emerge with this new sense of who we are, this new sense of purpose, and really be the light we're here to be. You know, it's interesting because we go into, in conclusion of the show again, you know, as we're wrapping things up here, again, still time to call if you want to call, just putting it out there, 248-809-3475. It goes right back to a conversation that I had with a friend of mine the latter part of last year. And she was saying that as we evolve or as we emerge in purpose, it becomes less about the doing of things and more about the letting of it. The first page in the Bible, if you were to open up the Bible, says, "Let there be light." And that's what this new divine energy is asking of us, to let there be light, to let life work through us, to let the universe support us, to let. And in the energy of let, there's this trust, this faith, this resilience, really, that is born. And I really held on to her words, this place of let. And that in the letting of things happen without wondering if they could have happened differently or believing it was a mistake or a bad thing, but to let this divine, beautiful, infinite universe take us, to take us forward, you know, onwards, upwards, and just let the magic unfold. I mean, doesn't it sound like such a relief just to know that we could spend eternity trying to fix, heal, shift, align, transcend, and to know that we actually don't have to, that we can let be there be light, you know, and so it is. Let love guide me, and it does. Let. It's a powerful three-letter word, and I've sat with it, you know, in the experience of what it is asking. But life is asking me to let myself feel how I need to feel. Let myself be who I am. Let myself receive more love. Let there be light. So, hello 2017. Hello, this new, beautiful, divine energy that is asking to play, inspire, and work with us. This emergence, it's like that lets our souls truly shine, that lets our purpose unfold and make manifest. It's beautiful. I'm just sitting here in awe of going, wow, I like that. That feels good. That doesn't feel heavy at all. There's such a lightness that it almost feels like, wow, it just really that easy? Well, let me tell you, it is. And it's supposed to be easy, and it's supposed to be good. And that we can let ourselves off the hook and allow ourselves to indulge and play and be who we are in the world, to show up, to shine in all of our weirdness and our idiosyncrasies, and, you know, we realize that there's perfection within every part of it. That being human is not some horrible experience that we can't wait to die and get away from, but an experience that gives birth to new experiences that allows us the privilege of being here in this lifetime at this precipice of something truly magical and amazing. So in conclusion, I want to invite you to stop seeking for why. Stop trying to find out, why is this happening? Why am I doing this? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do I feel this way? Why is he or she acting that way. To stop seeking for why with your answer. To simply be. Because you live. Because it is. In all capacities, it's light. It's light. I am the light. You are the light. We are the light. In whatever expression that it's showing itself, and granted, there's some less than pleasant ones, but to remind yourself often, it's not about the why, but in the experience of the being. So thank you, my sweet friends, for tuning in to today's show, in winging it today with me, in showing up and to experience in this moment how magical and beautiful and how important it is to be here right now in this life and in 2017. Wishing you a magical day, because, you know, it truly is. Bye for now.